There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
One fake newsman leaves after 19 years. Another being accused of faking the news is suspended for 6. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, it's true. Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show after 19 years and 15 Emmys and poking fun at a whole bunch of people. That's a long run on a satirical news program that really gained a lot of fans. And actually, he had a lot of big-name guests. Brian Williams also has interviewed many big-name people from the world of politics, sports, business, and everything in between, including the politicians. And he has been suspended for 6 months by the Peacock Network for disputed accounts of his reporting in Iraq in 2003 that led to an apology that led to him pulling himself off the air, and then the CEO of NBC saying, Brian, maybe you should be suspended without pay for, let's say, 6 months. The CEO also said he is rooting for him to come back. How about that? So NBC is starting to lose some ratings. He had the top-rated evening news program, but then he apologized, made the mistakes, fog of memory, all that kind of stuff. So it turns out that you get 6 months without pay. 6 months without pay. And they're turning over every single one of his stories. How long is that going to take for all the years that he's been there? Because questions already have been raised about some of these wild accounts of seeing floating bodies when he was at reporting from Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He said he saw dead bodies float by in New Orleans' French Quarter, which had very small flood damage. In fact, I know that because, remember, we broadcast from Mississippi and we took a trip to New Orleans and had somebody show us around to all the damaged areas and what had happened and gave us detailed explanations of everything. And certainly the French Quarter was the one place that didn't have hardly any damage, hardly any water damage. It was, you know, Lake Pontchartrain and what happened to the levees and those areas that were just completely slammed and obliterated were not at the French Quarter. Not that they didn't see any water, but very little. So now it's interesting how you have Jon Stewart stepping aside, and then you have the forced push out of Brian Williams, at least suspended anyway, for 6 months without pay. And many of you surprised me and reacted to that, too, having things to say about Brian Williams and the news in general and what we expect of the news. I mean, I gave my 2 cents at the very beginning of this, saying I went to journalism school and it was all about the old guys. I mean, they would show us footage of Walter Cronkite and him reporting on the death of JFK and some of the big moments in history and how they were done and how you go through stories, the who, what, where, when, and why. But things certainly have changed landscape-wise with the advent of social media and 140-character world and all of that. But it still is different, I think, when it comes to the nightly news. I'll tell you, one of the saddest stories that everybody's talking about is Kayla Mueller, because more details, and I think this actually is good, more details are coming out about this 26-year-old American's life and how from the time she was young, she was dedicated to helping people, both in the United States and other places as well. She felt compelled to help the people who were refugees of Syria, and that's what she was doing when she was captured. She was part of a group that included James Foley, who we know was beheaded last August, and she had been, you know, she was captured since then, and she was also part of that botched rescue attempt when there was the raid. Ultimately, they didn't get Kayla Mueller or James Foley or anybody else because they weren't there. They had been moved, so they must have been tipped off or felt like they had information or decided to move them, whatever it is. So the question becomes, this 26-year-old Arizona woman, do we believe that she was killed by that Jordanian air fire? And we really don't know the answer to that question, but I think it is a great tribute to her family and to her life, her young life, that there were people that talked about all the things that she did and how heartfelt it was, instead of just saying, oh, this 26-year-old was over in Syria, and why would you go there, and then look what happened. But when you dig deeper and you find out more details about what she did for people in this country and what she did for people in other countries, it completely makes sense. It's just very, very sad, the ending to this, and the ending that we might not ever really know. It's either a fantastical ending of lies and nonsense and easy to blame it on the Jordanians to make the thinking, well, let's just fuel the fire so the Americans think that she was hit by the Jordanian airstrike, which would, what could we do about that? They went after ISIS as they should have, and if that's true and that's what happened, it's awful. But it's certainly not going to whip us in a direction where we're going after the Jordanians. Of course not. And then there was this bungled moment from the White House. The White House, once again, was, as it is every day at the White House briefing, it seems, in scramble mode, following a lot of criticism of the president's remarks about last month's terror siege at a kosher grocery in France. Obama described the attack as one where people randomly shot a bunch of people in a deli in Paris. It's true, they were randomly shot, but they were targeted because they were Jews. They went into a kosher deli, they knew it was a kosher deli, that's exactly what they did. He did not say that. So then, the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, really got into a jostling match with a whole bunch of reporters who kept asking why the president didn't characterize the January 9th attack as one that targeted Jewish people when he spoke with the media outlet Vox on Monday. So Josh Earnest was dancing all over the place, especially with ABC News correspondent Jonathan Carl, who said, does the president have any doubt that those terrorists attacked that deli because there would be Jews in the deli? You know, I mean, that's what it was. We know that's what it was. So it's interesting. There was just a lot of back and forth. And eventually Josh Earnest tweeted out and said, while he was standing there being grilled, that our view has not changed. Terror attack at a Paris kosher market was motivated by anti-Semitism. POTUS didn't intend to suggest otherwise. So he just didn't say it. He just didn't say it. This is what they're trying to say. And once again, here we go. It's a fumble bumble and, you know, who knows what. So Jen Psaki, who is the State Department mouthpiece and does the press briefings, when she was talking about it, you know, she just said the exchange is, I don't think we're going to speak on behalf of the French authorities and what they believe was the situation or at play. And then she, too, so she wasn't going into it. And then she, too, later tweeted that the attack was anti-Semitic. I mean, it's a kosher grocery store. That's what it was. Now we can't even call things that what they are. I don't know. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. Can you make sense of that? Hey, coming up, you're going to hear Dan Perkins, among other things, and he has plenty to say about ISIS and some things we should be concerned about, especially Sharia law. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
And it's strange to watch the things we had all fade away. It all seems so certain. It all seems so permanent. And I should know what else.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, you and I both just went through a patch, and I think it's worth telling America because so many people are sick. They either have strep throat, whooping cough, who knows, measles, something else. I mean, it seems like a really hard year for health this winter. Does it feel like that to you, even though, I mean, hey, we both got sick. We got walloped. But when I was in the doctor's office, they kept telling me they've never seen anything like it.
Oh, no, it was tough, everybody. And I can count on my hand over the last 30 years how many times I've been sick. But this one lasted 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's terrible. And, you know, you start to feel better, and then it's like someone took a hammer and smashed your head, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. It's brutal. Well, obviously, you and I, though, still keep up on what's going on. Even when we were ill, we couldn't help ourselves because we're news junkies. And I think the saddest thing, I mean, really, the saddest thing is this young American woman and what really happened or not. ISIS claiming that she died in that Jordanian strike. Can they trust that? Can they believe that?
Oh, I don't think it can be believed at all. I mean, it could have happened. The motive of ISIS would be, look, the Jordanians killed her. The actual truth is, if they had not taken this poor girl, Kayla Mueller, who's, you know, just, she was one of those people that just public service did this, had causes, and, you know, and if they hadn't captured her for no reason, she was out there with Doctors with No Borders, she wouldn't have been killed. But it's not believable even. They could have just killed her trying to think in their warped mind, wow, we'll get everybody mad at Jordanians.
Yeah, and the president spoke with her family and, you know, said that he will pursue the terrorists responsible and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, there's just nothing that can sue that, is there?
No, you know, there's 25,000 of them and they're spread out. They're not, if they were in one place, we could go in and basically carpet bomb, but they're not. And so that's why, you know, the president's asking for an authorization to go after ISIS. And at some point in time, I mean, there's got to be coalitions that finish the job on this because I've never seen anything like this group. I mean, they make Al-Qaeda look really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. But can we really do the boots on the ground thing? John McCain is screaming about that hey, we have to have boots on the ground. This is the only way we're going to get rid of them.
Well, unfortunately, if we look at the history of Iraq, if we go boots on the ground, we can't go it alone. I mean, the Iranians, nobody wants to, John McCain doesn't want to talk to the Iranians, and he doesn't want to talk to the Syrians, and he wants to train these, quote, moderates, and who really are they? And they'll take them to Saudi Arabia and train them. That'll take about 10 years. So if they're going to do boots on the ground, we can't go it alone. It'd have to be a huge, massive coalition of probably 10 or 12 countries, including the Arab world. We probably learned our lesson from Iraq. That was boots on the ground, correct me if I'm wrong, what, 11 years in Afghanistan, 14?
Yeah. Yep. Crazy. We'll watch where the breadcrumbs fall, I suppose. You sent me a link to a story that I thought was really, really interesting, and I didn't know about this act. It's called the Regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act. I love the title alone, but the fact that it would do some gutting and would have an economic impact of $100 million or more, explain that. Why would it have that kind of an impact?
Well, it's called RAINS, and the whole thing you just said, R-E-I-N-S, and it's by Rand Paul. And what they're trying to do is say, well, rules that are promulgated by the agencies of the executive, the White House, like EPA, et cetera, every single rule that would cost above $100 million, which is almost all of them, would have to go through the Congress. Now, the states do this a lot, but can you imagine the United States Congress looking at every rule?
No.
No, that would be decades. We could defeat ISIS much quicker than they could look at rules for 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another thing is you sent me a link to this, and, of course, this was huge the other day. Everybody was talking about it. Roy Moore and what's going on in Alabama and same-sex marriage. He definitely has some power, though, doesn't he?
I know, you know, he even looks like George Wallace. I mean, this is shades of, you know, I'm not going to follow the federal government, which is what 1963 George Wallace said. I don't care. I'm not doing it. We're not putting the African-American kids into school. And now this judge has said, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. It struck down Alabama's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. He said, I don't care. We're not going to marry same-sex couples, so don't anybody in the state marry them. Now, this guy was taken to the ethics committee and thrown out before and then elected. Somebody's going to have to step in. You know, you just don't say, Supreme Court, go take a walk. Whether we like it or not, it's the rule of law.
Absolutely. And we live with the rule of law, whether we like it or not. Sometimes we like what happens, and sometimes we don't like what happens. Absolutely. How about this push-pull over measles and vaccinations and the fact that we have so many states where it's optional, where if you have religious beliefs, you have certain beliefs, you know, you didn't have to do the vaccine thing, but now that's starting to bite some of these school districts. And there was just something on the Hill, senators kind of reaffirming their vaccine support, but why wouldn't they at this point, especially when we talk about the measles? What is the deal on that?
Well, you know, originally, Kate, what they thought was out there, they meaning I'm going to say the Republican side, you know, they kind of thought this was a red state, blue state issue.
Right.
And you had Rand Paul saying something, and all of a sudden you had Chris Christie, who backed away from that real fast, and even Rand Paul showed a picture of him getting vaccinated. And then I think they thought it turned into a conservative issue, and it's not. It's an issue where, you know, some people might feel strongly they don't want vaccination, but unfortunately, for the good of the public, you can't just say, well, you know, I'm not going to vaccinate my child for polio, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's back into the swimming pools in the water, mm-hmm. you know, that lays on the ground, and then the measles epidemic. So certain things are optional. I mean, people do have the option of certain vaccines that they don't take for children, you know, when they're babies. There's some options, but something that's contagious, I just don't think it's going to run its course if you do what you want. So today, the vast majority of the senators, both sides, said, no, we've got enough scientific evidence. We need to, you know, have a measles vaccine and certain vaccines.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I agree with that. Anyone listening, I'm on board with that whole thing for sure. Okay, how about Iran and the whole nuke deal? Now, the president saying he didn't think that there would be any more extensions in trying to negotiate with Iran finally. Are we really saying that for sure?
Well, what the president is doing here, first of all, is he's kind of stopping Bibi Netanyahu from coming over here and saying, aha, now look, this, you know, this White House has extended this thing. And so the president's saying, fine, we've extended it before. We gave it some time. Iran, we're going to do a deal or not? The big deal in March and the rest of the details in June. So I think it's the president really taking some of the fire out of Netanyahu, who, by the way, is kind of on fire here and there, even in Israel. There's such controversy to him now. But I think it's the president being really responsible and also making Iran decide, do you want a deal after all this time or you don't?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I got to ask you this question because you dealt with the media. I mean, you dealt with the media firestorm during the Jack Abramoff scandal, which was just absolutely brutal. And you know, and you were scrutinized all different directions. What happens when it's on the other side with the media? What do you make of this Brian Williams thing? Because you dealt with a lot of media one-on-one, network media, Ohio media in your district, television and radio and papers. Do you think that this has dented his credibility?
Well, yeah, I think unfortunately he's gone in this career. Now he can do other things and turn another page. But, you know, people still have this, I don't know if I want to call it hallucination or fascination, that the big three, ABC, NBC, CBS, that, you know, the people that report the news, this is the Walter Cronkites of the world. So therefore, if he doesn't have credibility, everything he reports might be a lie, which is not the case. He could have lack of some credibility, but it's just the way the kind of functions. Because, look, if you look at the media that just had a field day with misinformation on Iraq that led us to help lead us into that invasion, you know, what happened to them? So I think he just kind of was ripe in the barrel. And now, you know, he's going to say one word wrong, and they're going to take that and make it into a mountain. They're looking at everything he said since third grade. So he's done on this. He's finished.
Yeah, so you think that when he self-imposed that, decided he would step away. But when you're those NBC executives, I mean, even if they, because supposedly he's a really nice guy, but they, how can they, you know, what can they do at this point other than what you said? I mean, he just has to turn the page maybe and do something else.
Well, I think he's one superb person, really, from what I know and people that really personally know him that I'm aware of. But NBC, look, if their poll numbers continued up, they'd keep him. Let's face it. They're looking at, you know, where are they at? He brought them way up in the food chain.
Yeah,
now
he's
dropped to like 800 in popularity from the top 50. So I think it's NBC will make a business money decisions what they're going to do. They're not going to stay with him. But, Kate, if he would take those numbers up, I'm telling you, they would keep him right on the television screen.
Yeah, it's all about the do-re-mi, no question about that.
It sure
Bob
is.
Bob Ney, totally enjoyed it. I'm glad that you're better, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We've had him up before, and we had an overwhelming response. People love this guy, Dan Perkins. He is a writer, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, and of course that centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the United States. Imagine that. And he is a nationally recognized expert on radical Islam. Dan, thanks for hopping back on America Tonight with us.
Thank you very much for having me again.
So here's my question. What do you think is going on with Kayla Mueller? She's the 26-year-old American who now ISIS keeps saying, oh, she was killed by the Jordanians when they bombed us. She was in the building that was bombed. Do you believe that?
It would be pure conjecture on my part. I mean, it's like there were reports that the Jordanian pilot who was burned to death a month ago. And they simply shot the video and used it for an opportune time to broadcast their message of fear. So until I know anything different, I have to assume that she's dead. I think that if you understand, Kate, we've talked about this, how the Islamic law and the way that they treat women and how they, what's the right word to say this, not degrade, but minimalize the value of a woman. I can't imagine that they would necessarily kept her alive for anything because there is shock value. This is what this organization does. It uses brutalization of people to send a message to the rest of the world. If we think back, even though it's not been that long ago, we think about last summer when the first American was beheaded and the monumental shift that took place in the American psyche and the demands that they made upon the president and how the president so failed the country because it was more important for him to go play golf than it was to deal with the reality that American had been beheaded, much less beheaded on television. So there was a huge outrage. And while I don't mean to diminish the loss of human life, by the time they got to the third or fourth beheading, it didn't carry the same shock value as the first one. And one of the last beheadings they did, before they had the young man shooting the two people, mm-hmm. is they beheaded this person and 15 Syrian officers. But it didn't get the effect that they were looking for. So I wasn't surprised when they burned this Jordanian pilot alive, because it's the next logical step. They have to ratchet up the absurdity of their brutality. But I could easily make a case for you that she might be alive and they're looking for an opportunity to possibly behead her in public.
Ah.
And would be the first woman, American woman, but not the first woman by any means. Tens of thousands of women in Iraq and Syria have been beheaded. But this would be the first American woman that would be beheaded, except for the Oklahoma situation, which was, I think it was workplace violence, not really terrorism. But that's another story. So I think that there's, if she's alive, she's alive because they're looking for an opportunity to ratchet up the hatred for them, which is exactly what they want us to do.
Wow. And you and I have talked about this before, and so many people call about this. You know, you had John McCain the other day saying, the senator from Arizona, that, listen, we have to have boots on the ground. This is the way to eliminate this. We cannot tolerate the worst in Al-Qaeda. We need to get in there. Do you think that's what is going to ultimately happen?
I think there's a possibility that we'll have more boots on the ground. Let me tell you what I'm most concerned about now, about the situation, is that we have been spending an inordinate amount of focus in the Middle East, a little bit in Paris, Canada, Australia, but we're not focusing really very close about what's going on in our country. And I'm going to give you something you may or may not have heard about. I am calling you from Dallas, Texas. There is a suburb of Dallas, Texas called Irving, Texas. Irving, Texas has the first Sharia court in the United States, which means that people of the Muslim faith can go to this Sharia court for civil settlements. Now, let me give you one example. If you are married to a Muslim man and things didn't work out and you want to get a divorce, in the United States, under the Sharia court, the husband can go to the court and plead his case for divorce before the court. The woman is not permitted in the court. She has to go to a mosque. She has to find an imam who will plead her case before the tribunal. In addition, in an interview that's online, one of the judges, tribunal judges, was interviewed by a reporter from a local CBS affiliate. And he was asked the question, if there is a dispute between Sharia law and the American law, which would you favor? He said, Sharia law.
Mm.
Now, if we look back in history and see what happened in France, what happened in France was 20, 25 years ago, they started allowing Muslims to come into the country. And they decided, for the purposes of political correctness, that they were not going to require any assimilation into the French culture. The language was required, so that what happened over time is that the Muslims began to set up these communities around Paris and other parts of the country, and they continued to take more and more from the government while not complying with any of the rules of assimilation of the French government. And because the French government did not want to politically alienate or chastise or do anything to make the Muslim population feel bad, they decided to adopt the principles of political correctness and granted them whatever they wanted. So when we had the attack at the magazine in Paris that killed 11, 12, and injured another dozen people, or the attack at the bodega, we had four terrorists who were all French citizens who came from those various no-go zones where no police or fire or government officials were permitted in these Muslim states that were created, and
after the murders in Paris, the prime minister said, I think political correctness was a mistake, but we don't know how to reverse it.
Wow.
We have to be very careful in our country to what's going on in our country. The fact that a Sharia law court stands in the United States is absolutely wrong. It should never have been permitted. But it's kind of like when you get the camel gets his nose in the tent, pretty soon he wants everything else in the tent. We don't stop this. We're going to be in the same position that France is in, and we're ignoring what's going on in our own country.
So I
understand McCain and what he wants to do in the Middle East, but there's another. When you're dealing with these people, you have to understand how they function, how they work, how they think, and I don't know that I said this on your show before, but if I did, I apologize. But it's worth saying. What's wrong with Senator McCain's judgment, which is really covered in my third book, which will be out in about 3 weeks? We have to understand that there's a new terrorist group in town, and it's not ISIL. The new terrorist group in town that's attacking America right now is called Saudi Arabia. When we were having our Thanksgiving dinner last Thanksgiving, Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations decided not to decrease oil production. The price of crude oil dropped $4.50 the day we were having Thanksgiving turkey. And we all looked at it and thought, wow. And we saw how dramatically the price of oil went down, how dramatically the price of gasoline went down.
All right.
But what is not being reported in the domestic press is that the Saudis, the weekend after Thanksgiving, said, we are trying to flood the world markets with crude oil for the sole purpose of diminishing America's desire to become energy independent. So OPEC, which has had control of the world's economy for the last 40 years, sees energy independence as a major threat to them as a cartel. And so the way we're going to deal with terrorism, including ISIL, is we're going to take away their source of money. You know, if there was a McDonald's in Mosul and you had a job working the counter, I guarantee you do not have enough income to buy the bullets for an MK-47 or even buy an MK-47. You need some other entity, some other source of funding. Principal source of funding for terrorism for a long time has been the profits from oil. Iran needs $148 a barrel for crude oil in order to be able to fund the budget to try and preserve their country. $148. They're $100 short. So what they're doing is they're beginning to spend their sovereign wealth fund. If we can keep the price of oil down by America continuing to pump oil and we get the Congress to lift the 40-year ban of the exportation of crude oil, we can, in a very short period of time, destroy OPEC. If we destroy OPEC, we destroy the source of funding for terrorists.
Boy, so well said, and I hope people soak that in. Dan Perkins, writer, author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy. Next book is coming out. You just said that. It's dropping soon, right, in a couple weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
Pick it up, Amazon.com. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on again. Enjoy.
Thanks. Yeah, I do too. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Two boys on a playground, trying to push each other down. See the crowd gather around. Nothing attracts the crowd like the crowd.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Almost Valentine's Day, after all, and Valentine's Day is supposed to be about love, love of all sort. Can we love Alex Rodriguez anymore? So now Alex Rodriguez decided that he would apologize to the Yankees. Yes, in a 90-minute meeting at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, A-Rod apologized to the Yanks owner, Hal Steinbrenner, and other team executives who were there for his suspension for performance-enhancing drug use, and the hostile nature in which he attempted to defend himself is what he said. They released a joint statement on Tuesday evening saying that Rodriguez initiated the meeting and apologized to the organization for his action over the past several years. The Yankees also made it clear that to Rodriguez that they plan on disputing his home run bonuses. Rodriguez has 654 career homers. That could make a total of $30 million extra if he reaches five separate home run milestones, starting with tying Willie Mays' 660 homers for fourth place on the all-time list. Wow. So they told Rodriguez that they would like him to clear the air with the media before pitchers and catchers report on February 20th. And Rodriguez said he was amenable to that timetable. So no date, arrangement, any of that kind of stuff has happened. The Yankees owe Rodriguez $61 million over the next three seasons, not counting the potential home run bonus money. And, you know, there you go. So I guess he had some time to think about it, and the Yankees and Rodriguez are trying to cut some sort of a deal that will make them live, I guess, under the same roof, I suppose, and not have any problems. So he still has a few other things he has to do. He said he was sorry to the commissioner, Rob Manfred. He's met with him a couple of different times since the suspension went in place. But Tuesday was the first time the Yankees got together with Rodriguez. So, you know, how about that? Yeah, he had some time to think about it, because when all of a sudden you become the most hated man, and that's what happened in Yankee world because of the constant upheaval over the performance-enhancing drugs, he had some time to say, well, maybe I need to do something here, like apologize. So he did, so we'll see ultimately. I think people have moved beyond that. I mean, compared to everything else that's going on in the world, do we care about performance-enhancing drugs that much? Yes, with kids. Yes, the whole steroid use for any kids who are trying to pump themselves up, but otherwise, wah! All right, time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Okay, so we've got a couple of really interesting things to talk about. Let's go to our man, Nathan Reeder. Nathan, are you ready for this? Are you up for the task?
Yo.
He was probably on the floor sleeping for 30 minutes before this. But okay, so check this one out. A man who owned the rights to buy the property behind Mark Zuckerberg's house is suing the Facebook founder for failing to live up to his promises. Zuckerberg's lawyers are calling it extortion. Mr. Vizikulin, a real estate developer who owned the rights to the property next to his backyard in 2012, had planned to start construction on a new mansion, according to court documents, and he offered to sell his interest in the land to the Facebook CEO, so he could gain more privacy. Zuckerberg opted to buy the rights, offering $250,000. He rejected the deal after receiving a $4.3 million offer from another developer. So now they are tangling. In the end, he says he agreed to sell for $1.7 million, plus a promise of personal referrals and business promotion activities. Zuckerberg's attorneys say there never were any concrete promises made. So here we go again with Mark Zuckerberg, and now this time it's the neighbor and a bunch of nonsense over privacy. Boy, to live in that world where we're arguing over millions when they're worth how much, I don't know. What do you think? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
It's all three. Bingo. Because, yeah, that's what you're... He knows who Mark Zuckerberg is. Why would he
not
try to...
Yeah, so he wants to get more money from him.
Why shouldn't he? I mean, that's the game. But
that's the game, and he has the money.
But it's also a game, so that's why I feel like it's shredded. And then there's the whole, like, wow, this is just crazy in the first place. So this is fruits and nuts. There you go, all three.
Fruits and nuts. I like it. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. How about that? All right, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. So do you like ketchup? Do you put ketchup on anything?
Ketchup. I use it on French fries every once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. You got to get that kick. I'm like you. I'm not, because, you know, it has all that sugar in it, so I don't really eat that much ketchup, but I do like it occasionally on French fries. So check this out, Nathan. Heinz is adding something different to its ketchup. The company said it's releasing a new product this month, Heinz tomato ketchup blended with sriracha flavor. They're putting sriracha in it.
They're putting sriracha in, like, everything right now.
They are. Potato chips, even.
Yeah.
You can get sriracha potato chips.
There was sriracha. No, that wasn't sriracha. There were a whole bunch of different flavors of V8 when I was walking down the aisle the other day.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
It's hot chili sauce, basically.
Yep. Yeah, sure, go with it. Do you remember when they had purple ketchup?
I do, and that was yucky.
Weird.
That was weird. But I say go with it, too. I agree. I say bingo.
Make it all... Right?
Yeah, why not?
If people are going to buy it, then let them buy it.
Yeah, and I personally like sriracha, like on, we're talking about Thai food.
I like Thai food more than I use ketchup, probably.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I like it. It's good for you. It is good for you, actually. So I'm going to say, yeah, that's a, why not? Yeah, give it a bingo.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, do you know who Jon Stewart is?
Do I ever?
Yes. He
yeah.
Leaving The Daily Show after like 19 years, and I watched the tail end of The Daily Show before we jumped on the air, and he was really choked up. He had a hard time. I mean, he's going to be around for maybe a year more or less than a year, so he's not walking off the air tomorrow, but he said he's restless and it's time to move on.
They've been getting a lot and a lot of different correspondence in over the past 2 years. I think it seems like they've been just trying to switch it up as they also kind of know they need to pass on the reins a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bingo, I guess. It kind of makes me sad, but it's not crazy, and it's important, so yep, bingo.
Yeah, I'm going to say bingo, too, especially because he said he wanted to leave. And what people don't understand, I mean, maybe they understand, is his whole satirical bent. I mean, it's fake news. That's the whole idea. And using different sound bites. I mean, I think the use of the sound at times on that show is so incredible. They have like he has a huge staff. I can't remember how many people it is, but somewhere in the neighborhood of like 50 people helping with writing and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. It's definitely left-leaning, just like Colbert Report. Have you ever seen Colbert Report?
Of course. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That was a sad leaving, too, but, you know, they both have other things to do. I bet Stewart is kind of burnt out after trying to do the movie this last year.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. You know what would be funny? It'd be funny if there were... I think, and there are some good satirical right-leaning folks. It would be funny if there was a right-leaning kind of thing to the antithesis to the Jon Stewart show. I wonder if that would go over well.
I wonder where. Where are you going to put that?
I don't know, but it would be interesting because there are some good writers that would call themselves conservatives, and it'd be interesting. Actually, it'd be interesting to see them square off, which I guess is a kind of a version of crossfire. So there you have it. Lots of fun. Yo, yo. Thanks, Nathan, and thanks for listening, everybody.
The Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.